Welcome to the Film Podcast. I'm Ricardo.
I'm Jenny.
Are you sure that's a show?
I'm Brandon.
What do you mean?
You had a pause there, like I forgot the name.
Yeah, it was...
Film Podcast?
The Film Podcast?
Yeah. It was for dramatic effect, but...
Sure. It worked.
Right? Because you're not questioning what... Why did I do that?
I don't know if this is the right one.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome. If you're a new listener, hey, what's up? What's going on? Welcome.
Where'd you hear about us? Let us know.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised.
I'd be surprised. If you're an old listener, hey, what's going on, man? Nice to see you again.
Good or to hear have you back. You.
Yeah.
Or not. Can't hear you.
Yeah.
But keep talking.
Yeah. All right. So today we're talking about some of our favorite up-and-coming actors. Like maybe they've been on TV or maybe they had a couple movies, but they're not quite like huge stars yet. But we're, you know, these are some of our favorites.
You may have seen them in a lot of things. That's fine. But most people have not.
Yeah. Most of America.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we start, we should talk about any movies we've seen in theaters or anything like that. You know, what's going on in your lives theatrically? Theatrical lives.
Man, because I was about to let go.
Have you been to the movies?
I haven't been to the movies in forever.
Then stand in the corner.
I've been busy at work. What?
Stand in the corner.
Stand in the corner.
Yeah, until we finish talking about our...
God. All right, what have you seen that's so exciting? This better be good.
Well, we saw The Gift.
Okay.
And I loved it. Jenny?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've had a day to think about it?
I still loved it.
I loved it.
I was scared to go to sleep last night.
Really?
Yeah.
In the trailer, Joel Edgerton still reminds me of the Pharaoh for some reason.
I don't know why. Oh, okay. No, I got over that pretty fast. Joel Edgerton is a really good writer and a really good director. I can't wait to see what he directs next.
He wrote and directed that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. It's really well done. He builds up tension the right way. He doesn't really do too much, like... This isn't a horror movie, per se. It's like a thriller. Mm-hmm. But, like... It was a perfect combination of like everything, of like it being well scored, well photographed, well directed. Like, I just really enjoyed it.
Sure. It felt like, at least from the trailer, it felt like a throwback to like, shit. I've been spending the last 10 seconds trying to think of the name of the movie, the Ray Liotta and Kurt Russell.
Ray Liotta and Kurt Russell.
Where Ray Liotta plays the cop who like comes to like save them one night, but like keeps coming back. Just one of those like late 80s, early 90s, suspense movies.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember
where guys like going after a guy like through his wife, usually a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was kind of like a throwback to that.
Yeah,
yeah. It was really well done and just really good acting too. Like Jason Bateman, like really surprised me. Like you know the stuff he was doing in this, I was surprised. And I liked it. Yeah. Now I want to see Jason Bateman in other things that are not comedies, you know? Like, I want to see him really do, like, dramatic stuff, because he was great. And, And Joel Edgerton's always great. And who was the girl? Rebecca Hall. She's always really great. And,
what else has she done?
She did The Town. She was on Iron Man 3.
Mm. Nope. Oh, that's right.
I don't remember Iron Man 3 at all.
Yeah, she was the girl.
I need to rewatch that.
Spoiler alerts. She was the one that was working for the dude. For the bad guy?
That is a big spoiler.
For the bad guy?
Oh.
And
I like how you did that, because she spends all the rest of the movie being, you know, not the girl who works for the bad guy. So you could have just talked about that.
No.
she's the guy that he meets up with at the very beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
The scientist.
The girl.
Yeah, the girl.
Yeah. Oh. Someone's getting a text. It's not me. Who is it?
That was me.
But yeah, it was really good. I totally recommend it. Go check it out in theaters, because it's not the same when you watch it at home. When you're at home, you're like, the lights are on, you know, like you're on your phone. It's like, it's not the same. Go check it out in theaters. It's a great experience.
What's that? Birth, Movie, Death?
Birth, Movies, Death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They put it a good way. You want to see it before anyone spoils it for you.
Yeah, yeah. And even though, and here's the thing, halfway through the movie, like, I had figured out what the end was. Like, I figured it out, but this was so good that it, like, it still surprises you. like the way they do it, you're like, oh wow, like it's like you appreciate like fuck, I got ahead of it, and it still kind of surprised me how they went about doing it.
So you could say that you didn't see it coming.
No, yeah, I saw it coming. It's just in
but the, it still surprised you
in the execution of it. The execution okay. of it surprised me. Here's the thing: is that when you get ahead of it, you're like, oh, I know, and you kind of like. I hate doing that. I hate getting ahead of it. And this was one of the times where it didn't bug me because of they kind of like planted these plants in the beginning, and they executed them so well that I loved it.
That's exactly the argument for why there's really no such thing as a spoiler.
Yeah.
Because you can know something's coming, but if it's executed well, it doesn't matter because you're not thinking about that thing before it happens.
That's what I always say. That's what I always say. Like, still to this day, I know people will yell at me. I still haven't seen Breaking Bad. And I tell people, like, I don't care that I know spoilers or anything, because if it's as good as people say it is, then I will forget about it by the time I start watching it. I get so involved in it, you know?
There's also nothing to spoil. I could, like, tell you the story, but you might as well just watch the show.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, great movie. I also saw Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation. I loved it. It was really excited. Fun. Who's in it? Rebecca Ferguson, you said?
Rebecca Ferguson, Tom Cruise, Jeremy Renner.
Everybody was great. I loved everybody in it. And then it kind of like I remembered, oh wow, like how, because we did it, Adam and I did we did a Mission Impossible podcast, and I made me want to go see it, made me want to go check out the last one, Ghost Protocol, again. So I watched it after.
Yeah, it's good. That, I mean, I'm sure this will probably be my favorite one when I see it. Ghost Protocol was my favorite one before that.
I still love the first one.
Felt like more. Yeah. When was the last time you watched it?
Just recently.
Really?
Yeah.
And you still think it was your favorite one?
Yeah. Yeah. It's so of that time. They're so different.
It's very.
They're so different, and you can't see them as. It's their own movies. You know what I mean? It's their own thing. For their time. It's funny. You weren't here for the conversation, but I still stand that Part 2. Is a really good John Woo movie. It's Holy a bad shit. Mission Impossible movie.
No, it's a terrible John Woo movie, and a terrible. You've seen other John Woo movies, right?
Yeah.
It is an. I tried. That's talk about things we've seen. I tried watching it again because I saw it on Netflix, and I'm like, man, I haven't seen this. I've rewatched all the others, you know, at least within the last 10 years. This one, I haven't. I couldn't do it. I couldn't make it more than 20 minutes in.
I liked
it so bad.
I liked it for a John Woo movie, and also I still stand that. All they had to do was replace Gregory Scott with Chow Yun-fat as the villain, and it would have been amazing.
No, he's not the problem.
He's the problem. but anyway, this will be your favorite one, Rogue Nation. It's fun.
I think so.
It's directed by Christopher McQuarrie, and I like him. I like him a lot. He's a great writer, and he's a great director.
I love how much Tom Cruise wants you to have fun at his movies.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. And I don't know if I think I read this, or I don't know if I saw somebody tweeting about it, but like Tom Cruise just likes making movies, and all the scandals that happened that with him, with like either Scientology or his divorce or whatever, he just kept fucking working. He's like, that doesn't matter. I'm going to just keep fucking entertaining you. And like people have now forgotten everything about it. And now we're back with Tom Cruise.
To be fair, it shouldn't matter.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. Go check it out in theaters. There's some cool stuff in it that you want to see in the big screen. So, anything else, Jenny, that you've seen?
Netflix? I don't think or anything?
So. No. I guess you guys watched, we haven't talked about this since the last episode, but you guys watched.
Wet Hot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we finished it in like 2 days.
So good. We finished it in one night.
Oh, nice.
The Friday came out, we watched all of them.
Really?
So good.
Yeah, I really so, liked it.
So good.
Yeah.
I like the movie, but I don't love the movie. So I'm just going to watch it in my own leisure. So.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
no one's making it. I'm not bragging that we watched it one night. I'm just saying, I felt like we just kept wanting to watch more.
Yeah,
it was
we
so
didn't
good.
Stop. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It really feels like a 4-hour movie.
Nice.
Like it feels like one long continuous piece, and it's so good. Everyone in is so. I'm just amazed that they got everyone back.
I know.
Yeah.
Like the shoot had to be insane. Like with everyone's
schedule.
And it's
funny because the way that they did it, I know that they won't, but the way that they did it, they could do more seasons of it because it literally is just the first day.
Yeah.
The whole season is just the first day.
Well, that, yeah.
So, like, every episode is, like, another hour or two, pretty much. So you could really do, like, throughout the entire summer camp. But they won't because they can't get everyone back together again. But it's just, like, fun that's possible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it works with the movie because that was one of the big jokes of the movie is that this is all happening on the last day of camp. But it's, like, 2 weeks worth of stuff that they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, they go into town and, like, they like, come back after days. But then it's the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, God damn it, everyone's so good in it.
You should definitely watch the movie, though, before you watch it again, if you haven't seen it in a while, just because
refresh There's your memory. A lot. Just the weird, all the ways they play with like, the idea of a prequel and, like, overly explaining some things and, like, making up crazy backstories for some characters that, like, make no sense within, like, the context of the original movie.
That's funny.
Like, the backstory to the mixed vegetable can is amazing.
Yeah, it's really good.
Amazing.
I gotta check it out.
And the music is great.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
They produce a musical, Ricardo. You should watch it.
No, I'm good.
Called Electro City.
All right. So, awesome. Anything else before we move on to the topic of the podcast? Nothing? All right. All right. So... Again, we're talking about our favorite up-and-coming actors. Jenny's already tired.
Sorry. Could you hear it?
Yeah, I
did. I'm sorry.
All right. So we'll start a countdown. We'll start at 10. I guess they're not in any particular order, but I'll go in.
No, number 10 is not as good as number 1.
All right. I guess it's true. number 10 is it's a girl named...
Oh, I take it back.
Gal Gadot. Apparently, you don't pronounce the T. Gal Gadot, you know her from Fast 5, Fast 6, Fast and Furious, Furious 7. She's in all these movies? Wow.
She's not in Fast and Furious.
That's it. She's listed as here.
Oh, wait, sorry. I always do that.
The Fast and the Furious are Fast and Furious.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I forget that they just dropped the articles.
Yeah, yeah, one. Yeah. Well, anyway, she is...
And she's gonna be Wonder Woman.
Israeli actress, and she's gonna be Wonder Woman. Yeah, I've only seen her in these movies. I haven't seen any of her other work.
Listen, she's not great in those movies.
She's not.
But I'm really excited for her as Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I just wonder how.
All right.
They're gonna do like the like she has a very thick accent. You know what I mean?
Not really.
I think so. I thought she was Brazilian in the movies. I thought, oh, she's Brazilian, but turns out she was Israeli. But anyway, she has a thick accent.
Classically thick Brazilian accents. Yeah, yeah. That's why you thought that.
Yeah. But I wonder if she'll keep her accent for Wonder Woman or not have
sure.
it.
Sure.
That's what I'm wondering.
She's Mediterranean.
I guess so, yeah.
I mean, Themyscira.
Yeah. All right. I'm excited about just to see after what we saw at Comic-Con. I'm curious to see what the hell they're going to do with this movie.
Yeah.
Because I feel like even though I've seen a lot of shit, I still don't know what the movie's about.
No, I don't think you've seen anything. Like, I think it's one of those things where you haven't seen anything from the movie, actually. It's like Man of Steel.
Right.
The trailer was, like, jaw-droppingly beautiful.
It is.
And then you see the movie and you're like, oh, that's the rest of it.
I think even, like, I'm not sure how this movie's going to do at all. It might do really well. Or it might be, you know, another...
Fantastic Four.
But yeah, but no matter what, even if the movie isn't that good, and because of that, it makes her not seem that good, I think she's still going to become
a superstar.
I think she's going to get a lot more roles, and all that's like what makes her feel up and coming to me. Even though she's been in like a handful of Fast and Furious movies, not very many people know her face or her name, and I think she's just going to be like. Blow up after this movie.
Well, also, she's got another chance to kind of make her own thing because they're going to do the Wonder Woman movie.
Right. And she's the first like high-profile female superhero to be in one of these movies.
Yeah, yeah.
And to really have her own.
Yeah, and then to have her own. She will be the first.
Because like Black Widow doesn't have her own movie. Or mm-hmm. None of the females have their own movie.
Name another one besides Black Widow.
None of the other
well,
women.
Like Scarlet Witch or, you know, like all
sure.
any of those. Any of them? Well, I guess there's not very many.
Yeah, I know. Marvel. Scarlet Witch was kind of in Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
There aren't very many.
Yeah, there isn't. Not even X-Men. They haven't done like an X-Men spinoff with
Got like Mystique.
she's kind of the lead in the reboot. She's kind of like,
yeah,
I think because she became such a star,
yeah,
that they're like, well, just put her in the forefront. So she's making movies with us.
Yeah, I think so.
Her and Magneto.
Phoenix kind of becomes really big in the first three. I mean, she kind of becomes Jean Grey. Like,
but we hope we like deep down we try to forget that movie ever happened.
I know.
Yeah.
Plus, but yeah, I'm excited about
it. But also Gal Gadot, I fell in love with her at Comic-Con.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She just got such a great personality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kick-ass ladies panel that she was on, mm-hmm. she was the one who was like most like excited and with it and pumped.
Yeah, she just seems happy to be there.
She was answering everyone's questions. Yeah. That one Israeli kid started speaking to her in Hebrew and she could not get enough of that.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
All right. So that was our first pick. Well, since we're on the topic of this, what are your guys' feelings about...
I had to find out what the topic is.
Well, we were talking about superhero movies.
Okay.
And what are your guys' feelings about, like, Fantastic Four and, like, the director coming out and, like, saying, like, kind of, like, disavowing, like, oh, I had a good movie a year ago, but...
I think everyone gets too caught up in shit they don't know anything about.
Yeah, yeah. I do, too.
People think they know the story of a thing, and so then they draw conclusions about a thing because of that.
Yeah.
And they're, unless like you were there, you really don't have shit to say about it.
Yeah. But I mean, him as like that affecting his career. I mean, do you think that'll affect his career? So. You don't think so?
No.
Yeah.
He's a white man in Hollywood. Are you kidding me? He gets to fail at least 7 more times.
All right.
If he was a woman or black, he would be in trouble.
Yeah.
But no, he gets a lot more chances.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, on to our next actor, up-and-coming actor. We picked the actress in Game of Thrones by the name of Natalie Emmanuel. She plays Daenerys's, like a handmaiden, kind of, right? Like
Khaleesi.
She's like Khaleesi's right-hand lady.
Yeah, she has a name, right?
I don't know her name.
I was like, certainly her name isn't a version of Daenerys.
Daenerys is.
But you were just trying to pluralize.
How do you pronounce her name? Missandei?
Oh, Missandei. Missandra.
No, there's no R.
Yeah, or an A.
Missandei.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
She's really good in the show.
Unless it's a silent R. Wait, no.
Coincidentally, she's also in Furious 7. Well, in the Furious franchise.
Who is she in Furious?
That's a girl.
Is this going to be an unintended through line to this whole list?
That's a girl. That's a girl Paul Walker saves in the RV thing. Remember?
In the RV thing. Which one?
The last movie.
Furious 7.
Furious 7, dude.
Paul Walker saves in the RV. Oh, that's right. Okay.
I do remember. Seen this one.
Bro.
You didn't see this one?
Not yet.
Oh, it's so good. You will cry.
I believe it.
I didn't.
That means I won't either. You're right.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that movie.
And, like, the first 50 times I heard that song, I would get emotional.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't like the song.
You're right. I should have known. I got emotional.
But this girl, Natalie, she's really good in the show.
She is good.
She's amazingly good in the show. And she's really good in the Fast and Furious. What we saw of her in Fast and Furious, she was great. So I'm excited to see her in the new movie she has coming out in November called the sequel to The Maze Runner, called The Maze Runner
Scorch.
The Scorch Trials. The Scorch. By the way, a ton of Game of Thrones people, I think, are in this movie. We have Littlefinger's in it as well.
Aidan Gillen, who says Scorch in a fascinating way.
Yeah. The Scorch.
Scorch.
Yeah.
Scorch.
Who else is in this?
There's she's younger than me.
Who? Natalie?
Yeah, wow.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that weird when you see that?
Yes.
You're like, oh.
All of the MLB players are now younger than me.
She's 23. I thought I felt 23.
But yeah, she's a really good actress, and I'm hoping to see more of her, because she's really got talent. And
yeah, and the good, like, Game of Thrones cast such great people because it's such a sprawling story that some people only get a little bit,
yeah,
like a few chances to really draw, you know, really draw their character.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I feel like in her short little stints, I just get a greater feeling for her as a character than most people.
Yeah, no, I see that. I see. Like she
the
had
the relationship
like,
between her and
the soldier. Yeah. That one.
Worm.
Wormwood. Tongue. Worm tongue?
No. Gray worm.
Gray worm.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. She's had really great scenes with him. And she's
Gray Worm is younger than her.
Really?
He was born in 1990.
Whoa.
Scandal.
Jacob Anderson.
That's a year younger
than her. She was born in 1989.
That's a scorch of a scandal. Yeah. So,
that's amazing.
You know he liked it because he sniffed.
And she was in Misfits. I still haven't seen the rest of Misfits, so do you know who she plays, Jenny?
I don't remember her in Misfits, but I watched them all.
She's in one episode.
One episode. I don't know.
3.1. So first episode of the third season.
Mm-hmm. Which is the only one I've seen of the third season. That would explain it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But now I want to see that episode because she's really good. And I'm sure like British audiences will be like, oh, we've seen her in a ton of TV. Yeah. But hey, we've only seen a limited amount of her in the US. So
yeah, so calm down.
We welcome her. All right.
Where she'll have a career now.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa. We're looking at a picture of Natalie at the Fast 7 premiere. All right. Our next actor is a really young actor that I haven't seen any of his work, I think. You guys have seen all the episodes.
Are you talking about the fucking Burp King of Westchester?
Yeah. What is his name? Thomas what?
Thomas Barbuska?
Yeah. So tell us about
him. So he plays one of the bully kids on Wet Hot American Summer, First Day of Camp. He's also in Preacher. I don't know who he plays in Preacher, the Seth Rogen, Evan Goldberg, AMC series.
The show that will be out next year, I think, summer of
2016. Yeah, they just shot the pilot. But yeah, but yeah, so he's going to get a ton of work. He comes onto this thing like a firestorm.
And he plays like the little bully villain
kid? Yeah, he plays like the little villain kid. But he's so good. God damn it, he's so good.
Yeah.
He is the shining, because he's the one you haven't seen really before in the show.
He was in Grey's Anatomy for like 5 episodes. He's been in a bunch of TV stuff like Nickelodeon stuff.
He's one of those unnerving kids who is so like effortless and adult seeming and so young that it's just a little weird.
Really?
Like the Chloe Grace Moretz type.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's just like...
Just so articulate,
yeah,
and like fluid,
kind of like what's her name was when she was really young, the kid from I Am Sam, the little girl. Oh my god, the little girl! She was in everything.
I didn't see
Dakota Fanning. Yeah. Dakota Fanning.
Oh, Dakota Fanning. Yes,
she's still a great. I mean, I've seen her now that she's kind of like
she's good. Adult,
and she even as a child she was really fucking articulate.
Natalie Portman. I mean,
totally. Those I feel like those kids that are really like. Really, really smart are the kids that do well. Like they transition really well.
Well, they usually take a break and then come back again.
Like Dakota Fanning, she's kind of like not doing stuff right now. But yeah.
Natalie Portman went and became a doctor and then came back.
All right.
Yeah, he's really interesting. I think he's gonna get a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. At least with like comedians. Now, like all the comedians know him.
Yeah. And if you tweet about him, he will favorite it.
Yeah. All right, our next actor, I've seen a little bit of his work. I haven't seen them that I haven't seen Short Term 12, but okay.
You haven't seen that yet?
I still haven't, no. Oh, we're talking about actor is it Rami? Rami Malek?
That sounds right.
Rami Malek. I said it with confidence kind of. Rami Malek, he's in the new show Mr. Robot. He's a lead in that. He's in Night at the Museum. What else? He's in Need for Speed.
Oh, yeah, he plays... doesn't he play like one of the pharaohs in Night at the Museum?
Yes, he does. He plays Achman-Ra. And then he's a lead in Mr. Robot. I remember now his part in Need for Speed. I wasn't a big fan of the movie, but he played Finn in Need for Speed.
He was one of the good ones in there.
Yeah. Actually, that was one of those movies where I keep talking about that, where they just had great people in it, but none of the people knew what movie they were in. They were all acting in different movies, and like the tone of it wasn't like everyone should have been in a fun, actiony, like Fast and the Furious type movie.
Mm-hmm.
But Aaron Paul is so good that he can't come in and give you like 75%. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he came in at 100 and was in a fucking drama. And, oh. Do you mean?
Yeah.
But that, I mean, that's not his fault. That's the director. He should have been like, hey, dude, just bring it down to 75.
He's too tortured.
You're gonna fit in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's what's so good about him, you know, like that he does give you fucking 100%. So
have you guys, what
he's
you
in
guys?
The Master too. I forgot that. Oh, I was trying
yes.
to remember.
Oh, yeah.
He is. Yeah. Yes. You're totally right. Yes.
Is Mr. Rami Robot going to be good?
Michelle's watching it. My wife.
Oh, and it's already out.
Yeah. It's okay. It's halfway through the season, right?
I've heard people say it's pretty good.
Yeah. I've heard Michelle keeps saying, if you like Utopia, you're going to like the show. So.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to start watching a show called Mr. Robot.
Yeah. That's the only problem. But, yeah, I feel like we're going to be seeing a lot of this kid. He's really young. And
he's really interesting looking. I love his look.
Yeah.
He's unforgettable for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see how if he walked into like a casting agent's office, people would be like, oh, let's cast that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
He's not forgettable, you know? Like you're like, oh, that dude had a weird face.
Would you say he's unforgettable?
No, he's not unforgettable. That's too much.
But he's there when you need him.
He's there when you need him.
Okay.
I mean, and his name's Raimi, you know?
Yeah.
How many Raimis do you know besides Sam Raimi?
Well, that's a surname, too.
Yeah. So that's just badass. I thought this guy was British, but he's from LA. He's a native.
Oh.
Yeah. Very cool.
Move on then.
Move on. Done with him. Our next pick. So our next few. Let's see. One, two, three. We're gonna have three people that are in The Force Awakens. But all right, let's get to the first guy. The first guy we're talking about. I'm sure if you're British, you're gonna be like, this guy's old news. But to us,
he is. Yeah. This is the most contentious one, I would say. Yeah, because
he's just so good that I wanna. I need to talk about this guy.
All right, talk.
Donald Gleason.
Enlightenness.
Huh?
I said Enlightenness.
Yeah. Donald Gleason, son of... is his dad...
Jackie Gleason?
Brendan Gleason, right?
I think, yeah.
Yeah. Where would you know this guy? Well...
He's one of the Weasleys.
He's one of the Weasleys. What Weasley is he?
Bill.
Bill Weasley. He's an Ex Machina, which I haven't seen. He plays Caleb. He's in Unbroken, which I saw. The movie's okay, but he's really good.
He's in what is probably my favorite episode of Black Mirror. Charlie Brooker.
Yeah.
God, series. Yeah. That one's crazy.
Again, we talked it's about
with,
this.
With Peggy Carter.
Atwell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We talked about this last time, and one of our listeners tweeted at us about Utopia. But yeah, the British are coming up with some just badass shit, man. And we're trying to copy it, but we can't get it on the air, man.
We've got a lot of good shows.
Yeah. But here's the thing is that
we hear about the two.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's in The Revenant?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
No one has ever gotten that excited about The Revenant.
Yeah.
The Revenant?
I hope the producers of The Revenant are listening.
Because someone not in their, what is it called? The Revenant isn't.
You know who else is in The Revenant?
Isn't marketed for like Jenny's age group. You know what I mean? Like the 20s female crowd.
You know who else is in it? The kid from the bully kid from Maze Runner.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
He's really good.
Paul Weller.
Right? No, I think his name's...
Will Poulter.
Yeah.
But that was really close. That was so close.
That was almost exactly wrong.
Yeah, that was so close. And I will say, I watched The Maze Runner recently, and... I thought at some point he was going to become likable, but he was unlikable the entire movie.
No.
I'm about half an hour into The Maze Runner.
You stopped. You're really? Like, I'm
no,
gonna
I just
put
I start.
Down.
No, I just started last night. I just.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll watch the rest.
I'm going to tell you, I fucking love that movie.
It was good.
I had a lot of fun.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like the lead kid in it. He's
great. Mm-hmm. Dylan O'Brien.
If
he was like a couple
one.
Years younger, I would say he would have been a perfect Spider-Man.
He would have to be like 10 years younger.
That's true. He's like in his 20s.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't we put him in
there? I guess we could talk about him. But anyway, let's talk about Donald Gleason. Donald Gleason, he's an Ex Machina. He's in Harry Potter. He's one of the Weasleys, like we said. He's an Unbroken. And you've seen him. Oh, he's really good in the movie called Frank.
Oh, yes. He is awesome in Frank.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he plays the John Ronson part.
Yeah. Frank is a really good movie starring, again, Donald Gleason and Who's Frank? Please, Frank?
Michael Fassbender.
Michael Fassbender, yes. And I think I believe it's still streaming on Netflix. So
I think so. Yeah, you should check it out. It's really good.
It's really different, really offbeat, but really fun.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we should put this guy on the list. He's in the new Spider-Man.
Oh, Tom Holland?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's in the new Spider-Man, you know?
So it's going to be good.
He's not up yet.
Yeah.
So we have to wait till he comes. Yeah. He's up first.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
He's coming.
He's coming.
He's not up yet.
Up yet.
Oh, jeez.
But Donald Gleason,
it's and.
Again.
Oh, and coming.
He's going to be in the new, Star Wars, The Force Awakens. He's going to be playing General Hux. So I'm excited because usually he kind of has the same look in every movie, Donald Gleason. Like he's got, he's a ginger and he's got his hair always kind of parted, but he looked completely different in the pictures for Star Wars that we saw. He looked really different. So I'm excited to see what he's playing in that. Our next actor is another
we've
British.
We've had two gingers. That's exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah. Our next actor, again, another Black Mirror alum, Toby Kebbell.
This guy's unreal.
Yeah.
This guy, so I think he's in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. He's Koba in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
I think he's, Jesus Christ, what's going on? Who plays Caesar?
Andy Serkis.
Andy Serkis. He outperforms Andy Serkis, on every level.
I would say so, yeah.
He's so good.
He's so good.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy how good he is. And he's in, so now he's getting all these motion capture roles.
Yeah.
So, like, he's Doom in Fantastic Four, which I think at least part of it is him being in a suit and acting. He's in Warcraft.
He's Durotan.
Yeah, which we saw at Comic-Con, and he looks great. Yep. I'm sure he's good in it. I feel like there's something else I'm missing that he was motion captured in. But he is awesome in that Black Mirror episode, The Entire History of You.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah.
So we talked about Utopia in the last Netflix episode a couple weeks ago. But check out Black Mirror. It's also, we've talked about it before, but check it out. It's on Netflix. All two seasons are streaming. And try to find the Christmas special with John Hamm. It's really good as well.
It is really good.
Yeah. But Toby Kebbell.
The Christmas special with John Hamm.
It was from this past year.
Just came out. Yeah.
Oh, is that on Netflix yet?
No. I don't think so.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it is, yeah.
I think I've only seen one season.
I'll give it to you.
I think I've only seen the first, whatever's on Netflix I've seen. Is it the second season?
It's two seasons, yeah.
Have you seen six episodes?
Just seen six episodes.
Oh, yes. That's two seasons.
Yeah.
Seasons are only three episodes.
Where's John Hamm?
No.
It's the Christmas
I'm
special.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So I'm so sorry.
He's technically in season three, basically.
I really disappointed both of them. You should have seen the look on both of their faces.
No, I'm fine. I was just about to say that there were two series, and then the Christmas special was his
separate.
Past holiday.
Yeah. And that's not out yet.
Because those were, the second series was, 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They aired during Christmas time on the
just
on
one
BBC.
Random episode.
That's well, it was a 1 2-hour episode.
It was feature length.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. What's so cool about the Black Mirror episodes is that they're like, but what?
Just, you stretched out that A for a second.
Sorry.
The Black Mirror episode.
The Black Mirror episode. Is that they're really good Twilight Zone episodes? They're really good, a modern take on a futuristic sci-fi version of Twilight Zone. I love that about that show.
Yeah, except the focus is strictly on how we interact with technology.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, the whole
technology interacts with us.
Yeah.
The Black Mirror.
But I'd say if you're going to start the show, don't start with the first episode because people are always discouraged.
Everyone says that. I'm an outlier then.
I didn't have a problem with it, but
that's also how everyone who hasn't watched it either illegally or on Netflix experienced the show.
Yeah.
And it became incredibly popular and critically acclaimed.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That word of advice is weird.
I guess so. But anyway, Toby Kebbell also in Rock and Rolla. He played Johnny Quid. Remember? Did you see that?
I didn't make it past the fourth title card that had a quote on it in Rock and Rolla.
You're not a fan. He was in the Joy Division movie called Control.
I never saw The East.
I didn't either.
He was in that too.
I didn't see either. The Brit Matling movie. Mm-hmm. But anyway, really great actor. I can't wait to see more of him. Too bad he did Fantastic Four.
He's got some really good stuff coming up that's gonna be really great. He's got like four movies in 2016 right now that are scheduled and one more this year. So it's like he's just gonna have so much work.
Yeah, yeah.
He's great.
Our next actor on the list is another person from Star Wars, The Force Awakens, John Boyega. Such a good actor, this dude.
Yeah, really good.
I first saw him, I'm sure we all did, in Attack the Block, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's so good in that movie. What's his character's name? Is it Moses?
I think that's the only thing anyone would know him from.
Well, British audience would know him from like Law & Order UK and all the TV he's done.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So I love Law & Order, and I tried to watch Law & Order UK. But it's so confusing because really? Everything's just a little, just the procedural aspect of it. Because yeah. Law and Order is comforting to watch here because you just understand how it all works. Like,
yeah.
You know what the system is.
Yeah.
But they're like, you are 10 steps behind at any given chance. Because like the Miranda rights are like the same thing, but they just are worded differently. It's like you're copying it out of it. Well, I mean, I guess. It's like we copied it out of a book, but
yeah,
it's like they were copied out of a book and you had to change it, like cheating on a paper, and you just had to put in your own wording.
Yeah,
all right. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen anything. I know Jamie Bomber is in it, right? Isn't he?
Yeah, from Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah,
yeah. He's
he plays the Ice-T role.
No, he plays an attorney, I think, okay. Or a barrister.
Okay. Anyway, John Boyega is also in 24. Live Another Day. He was in four episodes.
Oh, that's right.
Four episodes.
He was totally not used well.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
He was barely in it. Aww. Yeah, he played a guy that got framed because someone took over. He was a drone pilot. And so like the terrorists hacked the drone and took it over, and he gets blamed for the attack that they do on it.
Oh, okay.
And that was pretty much the extent of his role.
Oh, okay. But anyway, he's amazing in Attack the Block. Go check it out if you haven't seen it. It's
if you haven't seen the trailer for Star Wars, he makes it really good. Like, first, cameo.
First impression. First
thing
appearance.
You see.
First appearance.
Yeah.
He's one of the first people in a Star Wars movie to emote in three quarters of a second.
Yeah. It was jarring.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit. I'm not used to, like, there being acting in this. Yeah.
But Attack the Block's awesome, and everyone should go see it.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
Joe Cornish.
Joe, who also co-wrote, like, what's
it? World's End.
Tintin.
Or not yet, not that, Tintin, yeah.
Tintin with Edgar Wright.
Mm-hmm. This is Edgar Wright's writing partner.
Yeah. I think he also was still credited on Ant-Man, right?
Yes.
Joe Cornish, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, really good writer. I wish he would have done Star Trek. I wish he would have been the guy for the job to take over Star Trek.
But yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah, it would have been interesting. But anyway, next actor on our list is Ty Sheridan. I first saw him in Mud. That's where I saw him first.
So good.
Yeah, he's really
so good in Mud.
Really young actor. He's only 18 years old, but he's so good in that movie. He's the lead of the movie. Him and Matthew McConaughey are the lead. I remember where I saw him first. No, I didn't see him in Mud first. I saw him in Tree of Life first. He plays Brad Pitt's son in that movie. You're rolling your eyes.
Yeah.
Or your whole neck, almost. You rolled your neck. You're like, fuck that Tree of Life shit. But yeah, he's really talented. I mean, to be acting in a Terrence Malick movie without very much dialogue and doing a really good job. So, very talented kid. He's been cast as the new Cyclops in the X-Men movies. He will be playing Scott Summers in that.
In Apocalypse?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. He's also in a movie called Joe, which you've seen.
Yeah. He's great in Joe.
Really?
Is Joe good? It's on my list because it's on Netflix.
Yeah, I kept telling you guys, there's like every four movies, Nicolas Cage just knocks it out of the fucking park.
Well, this movie's... Yeah.
This is one of them.
This is a David Gordon Green movie, so you know it's fucking good.
No, it's really good. He's good. Ty Simpkins or Ty Sheridan is good. Got too many ties.
Yeah.
But he... It's very much like his character in Mud, but maybe a little less nuanced.
Okay.
But it's good. It's really good.
Okay. Well, it's funny because both David Gordon Green and Jeff Nichols come from the same like group of friends from the same school, film school.
Yeah.
In fact, I think Dale Gordon Green produced most of Jeff Nichols' movies, so I could see why he's got cast.
It's a good hillbilly mystery thriller.
Yeah. They do the South really well, these guys, these directors. Yeah. David Gordon Green and Jeff Nichols just know how to tell a Southern story. Like, they just, like, the visuals, the tone of it.
And avoiding a lot of the stereotypes.
Yeah.
That was the big thing that I found with Mudd. Like, the relationship between him and his dad.
Yeah.
Like, they could have made the dad be such an asshole, like, straight out of the gate. Yep. But, like, he, you know.
His dad was just trying to be, like, best he can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were so right. Like, there's no stereotypes there. It's very nuanced, and I kind of feel like I discovered something new out of, like, that part of the United States. You know what I mean? Like just the geography of it, you know? Like,
it's just a place where, you know, is known for characters or whatever. They're both really great character portraits.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen Joe, I definitely recommend Joe.
Yeah. So again, Ty Sheridan, he'll be in X-Men next year playing Scott Summers.
God help him.
Yeah. We'll see how that turns out. All right. Our final actor from The Force Awakens.
And the fine. Oh.
This is, we're talking about Gwendolyn Christie, the very tall British actress. She's really, really fucking talented. She's in Game of Thrones.
Brienne.
She plays Brienne, yeah. Just like a really tough chick, but I don't know. She's such a great actress.
She's so good.
Yeah.
The monologue she has in this last season of Game of Thrones was like the third to last episode, the one about her at the dance.
Yeah,
that was one of my favorite moments of the series.
Yeah,
like, she is so good.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So, like,
makes
we said,
sick.
Yeah, she's in The Force Awakens. She's playing Captain Phasma.
I love it. I fucking love the names.
Is she the first female stormtrooper?
Who knows. Yeah.
She looks
We've
badass.
Never seen one without their helmet off.
She looks badass, though. And she's also going to be in The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2. And, And she's in Zero Theorem, which I didn't see. So
I didn't see that either. When did I stop being interested in watching a Terry Gilliam movie?
For me, it happened after The Brothers Grimm.
When did Tideland come? Before or after The Brothers Grimm?
Man, it came before. That was the one with Jeff Bridges, right?
Joaquin
before.
Both of them were strikes.
Yeah. and then he never recovered. Like, there's certain interesting parts, but I can't sit through the movie.
I liked Parnassus. There's a lot of Parnassus that I did like.
Really?
But, yeah, I don't know, man. It's weird.
It's sad, because I used to love Terry Gilliam.
Well, yeah, he was...
man. All right. Gwendolyn Christie. I can't
She's
wait
so
for
tall
her. Yeah.
And beautiful.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Brienne's
the best.
Yeah. And we forgot to mention John Boyega's name in the new Star Wars movie. We forgot to mention it. He'll be playing, let me pull this up, Finn.
Oh.
What were you going to say?
I was going to make up a Star Wars name.
Oh. He's playing Finn. All right. Our last actor on our list. This guy's a charming kid. I can't wait to see him in more
Defies
of this
Defies convention.
Yeah. He's got this, like, street... Like, it's funny, they cast this kid as, like, a street punk, a British
Which
street
is
punk.
Which is always the worst.
Yeah, it's so easy to go over the top, and just like it is to do, like, a stereotype in the South.
Yeah.
It's so easy to do, like, Cockney stereotypes, right? This kid delivered in The Kingsman, The Secret Service. We're talking about Taron Egerton. Just a really fucking talented kid. He played Eggby? What's his name? Eggby.
Eggsy.
I was thinking of Eggby Goes Down. Eggsy. He's really good in this movie. Charming. I can't wait to see more of these movies.
Yeah.
I want another Kingsman.
Yeah, Kingsman was really good.
Yeah.
It knows exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
so satisfying.
Yeah. yeah. And other movies. Well, he's been in a ton of, again, British TV and British movies. He's been in a bunch of stuff. But the thing you would probably know him most for, again, is Kingsman. But he's got some movies coming up. He's in Legend with Tom Hardy next year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's really all.
Yeah, that's kind
of really all. But, I mean, he's been rumored to be in a ton of movies. He was up for, like, the Scott Summers part, X-Men as well.
I'm glad he didn't do it.
Yeah. I think he was one of the guys up for Spider-Man, but he was too old.
Way too old.
Yeah, yeah. But he's a talented kid, and I can't wait to see more of his work.
Yeah, he's really interesting. I hope he can do other stuff, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope he's not just, like, the...
The street kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you notice, by the end of Kingsman, like, he's just a good actor, because he sold, the proper button-up Kingsman.
Sure, yeah, no, he was good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so...
Are you hoping you'll be able to fall in love with him sometime?
You don't like him? He's too rough for you? He's too street?
I don't know. No, I think he's fine.
I just don't know what you mean by... I hope he's able to do something else.
Yeah, I mean, I hope he can get out of the street part. Like, John Boyega was like a street kid, and he's getting out of it and being like a stormtrooper.
Like stereotyped in that role.
Yeah, he was stereotyped in that role. I just don't want him to get like, because it looks like he's coming up to do, he's on his upcoming projects. It says Robin Hood Origins, and he's playing, it's Holy a gritty shit. Take on the classic Robin Hood story.
Yeah, of course.
And so it makes me feel like that's another like street kid thing. Yeah, so it's kind of like, I just want him to be able to do other stuff.
I think that is actually period set though.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
had the same thing. I'll mention another actor. He's another British actor that I really like. They kind of got stuck doing the same thing that you're talking about. Jack O'Connell. He was in the British version of Skins. And then he did a bunch of stuff where he kind of played like the tough British kid. He was in Startup, which was an amazing movie. He was in 1971. And he was in Unbroken. He played the lead in Unbroken. And that kind of broke out. He broke out of the roles. But yeah. But for
didn't seem like it could be.
5-6 movies, he always played like the street thug, the British street thug. But that's another guy who I'm really looking forward to his movies, his work, because he's just so talented. Jack O'Connell.
I love being surprised by acting.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Like I said, like in The Gift, I was so surprised by Jason Bateman. Just totally surprised.
Yeah, he did completely different than what he usually does.
I
loved it.
Yeah. Anyway, that's our list of people we're looking forward to. Anything you would like to add? Anybody? Any honorable mentions?
I don't think so.
All right. So you can find us on our website at popcultbinge.com. You can find us on Twitter at The Film Podcast or at popcultbinge. You can find me on Twitter at Ricardo, ULTRERES.
I'm at Janae, JEHNEIGH.
At BL Bennett.
Nothing. I thought you were going to spell it out, and I gave you some time.
I've never spelled it out.
I know. I panicked. And I was like, all right, he's going
to
spell
it
out.
Do you want me to spell it out? Do you know how to spell it?
Yeah.
Spell it.
BL Bennett at Twitter.
Very good.
And what else? Subscribe to our Twitter and our Instagram. We post some cool shit on there once in a while. And what else should they do? If you're going to buy something off of Amazon, please go to our website, click through our banner. It just helps us a ton, you know?
We get to see all the weird shit you buy when you don't buy the thing you click through to buy.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that it doesn't tell us who bought it. It just tells us what they bought.
Sure. I'll buy a Blu-ray of The Kingsman and some men's sheer pantyhose and I don't know what's some other stuff.
I never go on it to check what people buy.
Really?
Never.
Oh, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Let us know if you have anything you want us to talk about. We're kind of doing interesting new topics. We're interested in seeing what you guys want to hear.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe favorite film pets.
Yeah.
Hey, film movies, film feast. Did we do that already? That was one of your ideas. Like food and movies.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
Movie meals.
Oh, all right. Okay. Until next time, hey, have a good week.